Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us. I was reading something on angles. I'm sorry. So this is Angels Are Near Us, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and as I always say, my sincere intention is to bring you the loving messages and information and news about the angels and archangels and all the celestial beings. I want to honor the archangels and all beings of light that are with us, and I want to invite them to bring in your guidance, your assurance for the highest good of all. Please remove my thoughts or ego from this program, and may only your divine light come through. Thank you, God and the angels. Amen. So, I need to tell you all that I am very excited because I have very special guests tonight. They are the archangels. I am having the honor to host the archangels in my home. I don't know if some of you have heard about this, but I came across a website of a lovely lady. Her website is starsoundings.com, if you want to read more about this. And her name is Jo Moy. It's www.starsoundings.com. And so I was reading about a ritual that she was doing, welcoming the archangels into her home. And people have done this. I read about that. And I immediately emailed her and told her that I was very interested in hosting the archangels. So she sent them over my way, and they've been here since Saturday night. I can't tell you how my home feels so peaceful and calm, and I'm always, you know, excited most of the time. But so what I'm doing is I'm hosting the five archangels. And they are definitely around us. I feel their vibration. Michael has a very strong vibration. So you could feel his energy is very, very superb. But I love them all. You know, it's the ones who attend this visit are five archangels, which is Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Metatron. So it's a wonderful experience, as I say. You welcome them for 5 days. I won't tell you a lot about it, but maybe in our next program I will inform you how things turned out, because usually they give us so many blessings that I'm sure I'm going to be very surprised. Little beautiful things have been happening to me. Mostly the joyous part feels good. I just feel so safe. So they came in on Saturday night. They will be here for 5 days. And, you know, I prepared a little altar for them, and they have a white candle and a white flower. You know, white is always the color of purity. And the candle stays on during the time that they're here, unless I go out, you know, and I go to work. I turn the candle off, but I also invite them to come to work. So you can also take your archangels to work day. So that's something that I think I'm going to start doing, taking my archangels to work, like you take your children to work. So it was wonderful to have them at the office today, and I just felt very, very enveloped and very, very nurtured. And while you have them in your home, you you know, you formulate wishes in the most simple way. You know, you ask them three things, like one wish for Mother Earth, of course, one wish for your family, and one wish for you. And then you put this inside an envelope, a white envelope, and then you also place a piece of fruit on the altar. You leave it there, and when they leave, I'm going to eat that piece of fruit. So it's just a wonderful experience. I wanted to tell you about it. So they are here, and I am really feeling their vibration and their joy, and they just wanted me to talk about them and to give out the good news, to talk about what is happening. We are going to open the lines for your angel reading, so that'll be wonderful. It will be with the archangels and with the ascended masters. If you'd like to call in, I am going to give that number out. And after the break, you can start calling in. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. The other number is 530-413-4522 or 530-413-4510. Of course, these numbers are on the main page of bbsradio.com. So, just another note before we go to break. The five archangels that are here, I think I've talked a lot about archangels in the past. I haven't talked a lot about Metatron. And so, you know, working with the archangels, they guide our path, they support our work, our relationships, they protect us, they protect your loved ones, they heal your life. And so we can always call upon them. The archangels, you know, are the overseers and the ones who manage the angels and the guardian angels, which I'll talk a little bit about our guardian angels. But Metatron, you know, he was once the prophet Enoch, and he continues to help humans connect with the divine wisdom. And he is one of the most powerful archangels, just as Michael, and he could be called upon for many, many healings. He does chakra clearing. He takes care of the indigo and the crystal children, all children, but mostly these most psychic children. He helps with spiritual growth and understanding. Excuse me. And his color is pink and green, or like a light violet with green. So Metatron is spiritually gifted, again, with indigo and crystal children. You know, all these wonderful children that are coming in is that they're called crystals. And it's this generation that they're very sensitive kids. And some of them have some challenges, you know, like allergies. And they miss, sometimes they don't diagnose these children, you know. The medical industry does not fit in very well with these crystal and indigo children. So we need to ask Metatron for guidance for the indigo and the crystal children. And he absolutely comes in and helps. Another way to be close to Metatron is to see yourself, you know, being surrounded by his beautiful violet and green light. You just close your eyes, you know, you can hold a crystal, and you can imagine him just taking away any negative debris and collecting it in the crystal. When you're done, you simply put that crystal in a bowl of salt water, and it'll release all the old energies. You can also put it in the sun for a couple of hours. So your crystal will be ready also to cleanse you and to be with you again. So he does a lot of that clearing and cleansing. He does it also with the chakras within our bodies. And again, you know, he helps us also develop organizational skills, which I love. And as a prophet, he was Enoch in human form. Archangel Metatron still is keeping exceptional documentation of events. You know, he continues to record all the earthly actions, and he's assigned to sustain mankind and to hold the link between human and the divine. And so he's able to infiltrate earthly intelligence very easily. He supervises our thoughts and our deeds, and he assists in recording them for future access. Again, he delivers spiritual guidance and universal understanding through dreams, through geometric shapes also. In the Kabbalistic tradition, it is that Archangel Metatron holds a position at the top of the Tree of Life and passing the divine blueprint for creation to all levels. And he ministers this sacred geometric patterns of the universe. And so this is called, it's called the Metatron Cube, and it's a three-dimensional sacred shape, you know, associated with design of all reality. So when asking Metatron, you know, to purify the aura and the chakras, he uses that cube. It's called the Metatron Cube. And he uses it, you know, it spirals downward from your crown chakra all the way to your root chakra, and it also removes a lot of harmful energies. So that is part of a lot of what Metatron does. And of course, I want to just mention Michael, and we'll go to a break. Archangel Michael definitely is helps you just be protected. Just this morning, I was also reading my angel cards, and Archangel Michael, first card that came out was his message of saying, you know, your home and your loved ones are protected. And I love that because I know he's around. And again, you know, his name means he who is like God. He's one of the most popular, one of the most powerful angels within, you know, several spiritual traditions. So his main functions is also to rid the world of fear and toxic energies and assist us with our career, with our purpose. So Michael gives a lot of service to humanity. You know, he is called the Archangel of Peace, the Archangel of Love. He dispels negativity. And his color is indigo blue, like a sapphire blue. He also helps us do automatic writing. So anytime that, you know, you start writing, just ask Michael to help you. It's a wonderful tool that allows you to connect with your higher self and with the angels and other spirit guides. But just, you know, writing questions, you receive answers. He gives us so much insight about our life and different areas. So, you know, call upon Archangel Michael. I have talked about him many, many times. He also does the cord cutting for negativity. He gives us spiritual protection. And mostly he eliminates fears, he protects us, and he just, you know, boosts your confidence and gives us courage. So I love Archangel Michael. Okay, so we will continue talking about the archangels since I am hosting them this week. As soon as we take a little break, let me give out those numbers again and call in for your angel reading. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-413-4522. And we will be back in about 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us. This is your host, Linda Torres, on bbsradio.com. And before we went to break, I did mention that we are opening the lines so you can call in for your free angel reading. I was talking about that I am hosting the five archangels this week in my home, and I am very excited about that. They just want me to give out good news and talk about what their specialties are, which I am doing. I just talked about Metatron and about Michael. And so I am hosting five of them, which are, of course, the wonderful, powerful archangels Metatron, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. And so they will be here 5 days with us. And, of course, I'm sending out, they're sending out their energy and vibration through this wonderful BBS radio program. Angels Are Near Us. So, I was talking about Michael Metatron. Let's talk a little bit about Archangel Uriel. So, Uriel is the archangel. He uses his torch of light in the way of service for peace, spiritual and intellectual clarity. Archangel Uriel is like a philosopher. You know, he fills us with philosophy, with wisdom. He gives us ideas and creative understanding. So you can call upon Uriel for specific insight into your life's direction or to send you any kind of messages or ideas that you need. So when it comes to life purpose, Uriel is very supportive. Maybe by carrying or wearing an amber crystal, you can align yourself, because his color is like a pale yellow energy. And so fostering connection with Uriel can open the channels for brilliant ideas and creative inspiration. Even though you may be pushed past your zone of comfort, follow through with ideas that resonate with you and call upon him to bring them to fruition. Again, his color is a very light yellow. Another crystal that I like is tiger's eye, also is for Uriel, and fluorite and amber, as we just mentioned. So Uriel also brings a lot of claircognizance. Claircognizance is clear knowing. For those who are very intuitive and have the claircognizance, is one of the form of receiving divine guidance. So messages from angels or spirit in general are positive, healing, and helpful. And Uriel can help with this section of claircognizance. Now, Uriel also answers prayers by lovingly sending repetitive thoughts or clues. So that's another way of guidance. You know, you tune into higher frequencies and you follow your inner knowledge as it is a response to your prayers. Now, trusting your intuition in order to fully accept and utilize these divine-inspired messages, you must learn to trust your intuition. Sometimes, you know, if we're doubtful about a message, we just need to maybe take a step back and say, Archangel Uriel, please validate this for me. And then he will give you another idea. He will give you something different. So thoughts and ideas in a clear, maybe specific way. Sometimes, you know, you may not know the final outcome of the actions, but Uriel can always illuminate your path, taking one step at a time. Again, Uriel carries, he carries this little lantern of light. One of the angel cards is he's carrying this beautiful lantern of light, and it's symbolic of the power, you know, to transmute lower energies also and thoughts into higher consciousness and greater spiritual understanding. Archangel Uriel, his name means the light of God. And he's often depicted, again, with his lantern of light. He has this flame of love, and souls become ignited with passion and purpose of service to God. So he is of service to all humanity, like most of the archangels, and he's wonderful for divine guidance again, for opening the channels of understanding. Even when, you know, sometimes if you have some kind of argument with someone and you don't understand where they're coming from or what is it that this person is meaning, just ask Uriel, you know, what is it that I need to understand? And he will eliminate you. Okay, so the following archangel that is visiting this week is Raphael. And Archangel Raphael, you know, is known as the angel in charge of physical healing. He is heaven's physician, definitely. He's also the patron saint of travelers. And so anytime you travel, just take Archangel Raphael with you. He is utilized as a spiritual support system, absolutely. And again, his name means whom God heals. He's always, you know, willing to take our worries and our fears and our concerns about our physical body and transmute them into love and health. You can ask Raphael to surround your body in general or specific areas with his loving emerald green light. His light is emerald green energy. And this promotes wellness, and it heals and balances. So Raphael also works with healing professionals and energy workers to assist them, you know, in their life purpose. Call upon Archangel Raphael to cut your cravings, you know, or to boost your internal power to regain control of your eating habits, for your energy level, your weight, just, you know, your overall mood in general. He helps us with that. One of his crystals is the emerald. It's the green emerald. And another one that I really like is malachite that you can use as a tool when you're meditating with Archangel Raphael or when you call upon him. There's also another one, the green tourmaline, which is a wonderful crystal. You know, I've always mentioned, and the angels have always mentioned, that we can use crystals and stones as our tools, because they amplify the vibration and the frequency. So using stones and asking support from the angels also helps in our physical, emotional, spiritual well-being. Being in our health or our relationship, or, you know, they support our loved ones. So crystals or stones, again, they amplify the healing power and they assist us in feeling just joyful and peaceful and happy. And crystals are usually associated with ancient wisdom. And they bring memories, you know, of the beautiful cord points and crystal healings that were used in Atlantis and in Lemuria. So Raphael wanted me to talk about that as well. So safe travel again. He talks about being with us as we travel. He can guide us on short journeys, long journeys. Just, you know, driving in your car, you can help him. I usually invite him and he can help us just going from one place to another, from work to your home. And so just short or long trips, as he will send joy and healing in all aspects of our traveling and returning home safely. So that is Archangel Raphael. Our next archangel is going to be Gabriel. And again, just a reminder, if you would like to call in for your angel reading, all the numbers are also on the main page of bbsradio.com. And you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. So Gabriel is a messenger of God. And as the archangel messenger, he provides hope, he provides calmness, he gives confidence, he also helps with children, and he supports journalists and writers. So, you know, Gabriel, as the messenger angel, can assist the writers and so that their work, you know, brings healings and blessings to the world, which is something wonderful. He could also enhance your communication skills to speak your truth in a loving way and verbalize your intentions in a very positive way as well. So ask Archangel Gabriel to be involved in your creating, writing projects so that you have the time to create much more with much more energy and to find joy in doing that work and open the doors of opportunity. Archangel Gabriel also helps in leadership roles. His name means God is my strength. So works with tapping into your own inner power and assumes the role of a leader in whatever situation and challenges you find yourself. You can connect with this energy by wearing or carrying a citrine stone. Gabriel's other crystals, I'm thinking other stones, is citrine, carnelian, kyanite, topaz. I think it's like a yellow topaz also. And Gabriel has like a copper color, a copper aura color. And if you ask for Gabriel's help, you can notice that color copper. Sometimes it just appears in different ways. So that would be validation of Gabriel's presence and support. Also, Gabriel nurtures the inner child. You know, your inner child refers to the childlike presence inside of you that needs and feels love and needs nurturing as well and feels joy and playfulness. So Archangel Gabriel works well with mothers and with children and helps tend to that inner child emotions. So call upon Gabriel to coach you, even with parenting skills. And also to help you laugh and have fun, just like a child, and to help you learn and heal from past memories. So working with Archangel Gabriel can bring powerful healings and blessings to our life. And I do honor Gabriel because the wonderful guidance that he gives as a messenger, as a leader, as a nurturer, and such a supportive Archangel. Again, we are going to take a quick little break. If you would like to call in again, let me give out the numbers. 1-888-815-9756 or 530-413-4522 or 530-413-4510. We will be back just after the break. Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, and you are listening to me talk about archangels tonight. We are on bbsradio.com. And do call in for your angel reading. The archangels wanted me to give you several news reports tonight. So I did talk about, you know, each of the archangels that I'm hosting, which I'm very excited. And again, they want me just to remind everyone their purpose is because they want to help us. They want to be of service to us, to help us, supporting us, you know, in this awakening process. The archangels are the closest to mankind, and as I've explained before, they're pure beings of light, and the archangels have the most power force field at this time with humans. So they have many functions, but one of them is to support us and to achieve our goals. And they're also great, great healers. As I mentioned before, the archangels oversee the guardian angels. So when invoking or calling on the archangels, it's very important to do so with always the purest intentions and motives. And the archangels, as all beings of light, come to aid us in the most highest good for all and everything. A reminder is when you make a request, you surrender this to God and the angels, and do not think, you know, of how it's going to happen, how it's going to occur. You just have to be trusting. Trusting is very, very important. So I want to give some news. This came in from my wonderful friend, Reverend Janie Feldman. She's been on the show before. She's been on Angel Are Near Us. And she was talking about how the angels want us to be like a bluebird, like to carry this bluebird energy. And the reason is because the angels feel that as we are like a bluebird, you know, we are like flying into our home, being loving, being like the strength of our homes, like maybe a bluebird standing at the door of the house. And let me tell you, the significance and what symbolizes the bluebird is love, providence, fortune, a proper sense of self-worth. So the image of a bluebird is that it always needs to stay alert and it's ready to respond when any opportunities arrive. You know, it just flies and goes. So it's a remarkable sense of timing right now that that we are in the right place at the right time. And she emphasizes the importance that we are here on Mother Earth and that we are to be optimistic, that we are to be uplifting energies, that we are expecting the best. We are like a miracle, and we can see prosperous, and we can see prosperity, and we can see doors opening to opportunity, just like a bluebird. And again, you know, the angels remind us that we have the right to receive abundant blessings because we are children of the divine. And we need to stay upbeat. It's a reminder. We need to stay energized. The angels know that even though we've been in a lot of confusion, there's been a lot of change. And because of the loss, you know, there's been a lot of changes, transition in the world, and of course referring to what has happened in Japan, the loss of life, and, you know, changes in very unexpected ways. And knowing that, you know, maybe these lives that have been lost, which are not lost because, you know, they have gone to another place, and that we know that, you know, the angels have taken them to heaven, the angels have received them. And so those who transition may be out of our physical sight, but not out of our hearts. And we can always connect with them. You know, we can always be in connection with our loved ones. And so in this, you know, midst of chaos and turbulence that's happening, we have compassion for all those who are with challenges. And we just, you know, enfold them in our love and we send them loving energy. That's what we have to do. That's why we are here as these workers of light energy. And because there's so much light coming into to the planet, because we are taking like leaps right now, leaps that we are making into the light. And it's happening now around you and around me and everyone. So again, the angels just want us to feel that there is this unity consciousness. You know, every time we have these tragedies, these chaos, as you could remember, we've had one here in the United States, 9-1-1. It's like we support each other. And when there's a disaster, there's this quantum leap of love, of communication. And that's where we see where we have our mission and our purpose. And that's when we also see that we are plugged into that energy, to that divine energy. We are in that divine current vibration. We're plugged in into the angel energy. And as right now, I can tell you that I feel so strongly the vibration and the frequency of the archangels that are here. You know, I'm really like plugged into them right now. They're like, they're radiating all this wonderful electricity and light and charging me. And so it feels uplifting that we can go to this higher energy frequency. And that all this is happening to you also. You know, you feel these changes, and it is, there's a lot of changes. There's a lot of higher vibrations. There's a lot of energy. I don't know if you feel, you know, the speedness of life, how everything is changing so fast. But again, the angels say, surrender to that communication with the divine. That energy that is within you will become to know is a higher definition of who you are. We are a higher definition. We are that divine energy that we can't explain very well. We can't explain who the angels are. We can't explain what the divine is, but we know it's a higher energy because we see it as a human. We can't understand it. We can't wrap our minds around it. But we know that these energies are quickly emerging. They're changing us, and we will finally maybe come up with a definition of this divine love. So that's when we see our purpose of what we have to do, of how we are becoming creators, definitely. So that's one of the wonderful communications. Again, it's based, you know, on being loving and having that light and doing what we have to do, being a blessing in someone's life. I was reading another message from Saint Germain, and Saint Germain also talks about how, you know, the ascended masters understand and they see that we are going through emotional and physical difficulties in our human plane. But I'll read how it says here: it appears to your conscious awareness that events are becoming more difficult as time passes. But we understand that things do not appear encouraging at times, and many people are choosing the transition, and you observe this as a tragic circumstance. But you must know that sometimes emotional turmoil within us changes us for the good, and this is not something that is, you know, coming to us as a, I don't know, we would call it, someone told me that, is this a punishment? Of course not. This is an aligning of the planet, of our Mother Earth. And so it appears that all this cloud of energy is descending upon us, upon our plane. And it's difficult. It's difficult to see this time of change and transformation. But the globe is affected. Our personal energy is affected. But the work also at the time of the Ascended Masters is that they are preparing us. They are preparing us to be these light beings. And no matter what the belief system is right now, we are preparing to change. And so in truth, it's a time for the possibility of opportunities of miraculous wonders in a scope heretofore unknown upon your plane. That's how he says it. Because there's a flood of higher vibrational energy descending upon us. And so what Saint Germain also encourages us is to invite the healing radiance of light like the violet and the golden white light, like I was just talking about the violet light of Metatron, the golden white light of the archangels, to transform, you know, this fear into healing and higher frequencies. It's a healing light that can be utilized to heal our soul and our spirit. And using this powerful light, it protects us and heals us. It heals any damage that's going on the earth. And so we need to send that. We need to send that message out also. We need to remember that the light of infinite source is a very benevolent light. It was designed to nurture life on earth. So we need to choose it. And we need to know that that as we see kind of these destructive forces, they talk about, you know, you cannot destroy destructive forces, but you can change it. You can transform these energies. So by healing ourselves, by sending out healing energies, we send out powerful transformative light, and we can help create this transformation for all of us, for all of us. So that was the other message of the angels. And again, you know, the angels reminded me today, we know there are challenging times, but we see that it's the beginning of this consciousness shift. You know, it's this mass consciousness shift. And start using your tools. You know, start using crystals and stones. Start praying more. Start meditating. Because, you know, we're in this confusion sometimes. But as we align with the higher frequencies, we feel better. We really do. And again, the angels are saying there's a lot of blessed spirits, not only angels and archangels, there's a lot of light beings that are encircling humanity, because humanity is changing. So it's influencing us, all of us. And they want us to understand that this alignment is only an experience that we're going through, but we need to also experience that we actually trust. We trust the higher realms that are helping us. And you know, a lot of people will become more present to spirituality. There will be more spiritual visitations. And each of us in our own unique way can experience that. And again, the angels say that they want us to understand that in order to rebuild, the existing structure has to fall apart. And the way I see it, it's not really about falling apart. It's about falling together. You know, we're just putting ourselves together, back together again. And so that's the main point, you know, mostly that we need to get rid of fear. We need to use more our light within. That's what's going to create the change. That is going to create the change. And that's how we are going to be able to manage it and to not feel the fear. You know, it's something new for us, but we're here now. This is where we have chosen to be now, and we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. And that's what the angels are doing. They're preparing us. They're helping us. And I love that. I might do a meditation. I think we have about probably 15 minutes, a little bit less. I'll probably do a meditation of light, because I think that they had told me this morning. But just, you know, a quick reminder of that, you know, we have the angels with us. And for me, I just love to talk about the angels. You know, I could be here all night talking about the angels. And God's love is so strong with us, for us, that he gave, you know, the angels to us as a gift. Angels are a gift from God. And we need to use them. You know, they're beautiful angels. They're nurturing, they're loving, and they're here to serve God as they serve us. So angels are given to us to protect us, to guard us, to guide us. And all we have to do is respond to them and try to imitate them as earth angels, of course. Sometimes, you know, it's sad to see that a lot of people reduce the angels only to use them as, like, in greeting cards or, you know, of course there's beautiful paintings of the angels, but, you know, we see them maybe in the clouds with their harps. we really don't give them that much thought. You know, the angels are valuable allies. And I read this once that there are allies that God gave us through our struggles, and they support us through our life journey. So I would recommend that's a good practice to form a relationship with your guardian angels. You know that the guardian angels are with us since the day we're born until we leave this earth. Sometimes they do transition with us. But we need to ask them, invite them, you know, into our life. Every morning, you know, you can ask your guardian angel to watch over your day, to give you guidance, to help you. I always invite my guardian angels, you know, get in the car, let's go to work, let's go to the store, tell me what to do. And the one I have, she's really helpful. And of course, you give your guardian angel permission to interfere in your day, because if you don't give them permission, they do not like to interfere. They just stay there and watch. And they do keep us out of danger. So another way to form a relationship with your angels, invite your angel to pray with you. It's the job of the angels to pray and to protect. So how much more power can we add to our petitions by asking our angels to join us? Join us in prayer and meditation. By the way, you can always go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, and I have prayer requests that you would like. You could put in there your prayer request. And I always have my Archangel book of prayers, and I put all your prayers in there. And I pray every day at night for everyone's requests. And the Archangels have been wonderful doing that with me. They have been supporting me a lot with the prayers of everyone. And the third way to make use of your guardian angel is to ask your angel to show you what areas of your life you need improvement. And your guardian angel knows you better than anyone else. You know, it's just logical that your angel has been watching you since you were born. So since your angels know you so well, they can constantly help you. And who better to ask than for help is your guardian angel. So I really encourage you to do that, to call upon your angels, mostly your guardian angels. We mostly have one, but sometimes we have two or three. Okay, let's do a very quick angelic divine healing light meditation. And I hope everybody's listening out there. If not, I just put out the energies out there, and the archangels will take care of everyone. You know, the energies expand out into the universe. Take in deep breaths as you inhale. You inhale the love of God. You exhale any fear. We call on the archangels and the angels, the angelic host of light, to be with us in the most pure and divine light for our most highest good at this time, to assist us and provide us healing and love and wisdom and protection, peace and harmony to our minds, to our physical beings, and to our hearts. So you see yourself in this beautiful golden light. It's merging, twirling. It's a white light surrounding you. It's all surrounding you. It turns into this beautiful light of golden and white color from the top of your head. This energy goes all the way through your head, through your neck, through your body, your arms, your legs, down all the way to the crystal of the earth. Now you see this beautiful golden white light coming back through the earth, again back through your body, and surrounding you the brilliant golden and white light. Nothing can harm you in this divine light. This is a light in parallel to the angel's energy. Held within the loving embrace of the divine light, you feel calmness and peace, and you see and you feel the angelic messengers come forth to shower you with love and blessings as they gently guide you toward your highest good. So coming forth in divine love, you feel the presence of the Archangel Michael with his blue ray, his blue flame that surrounds you with healing love and heavenly light. Archangel Michael says, "The angels of the rays represent perfect balance. We give you female and masculine energy to be of service to you and all humanity. The blue ray signifies divine power and strength, We are here to lift the illusion of what you think, that you are separate from the divine. You are not. Whether you need courage or love, whether you require strength or protection, and when you need your faith and personal power, you call upon Michael to release these limitations. And as Michael is working with the blue flame of love, you feel now the presence of Archangel Jophiel with the ray of gold and yellow love. Wisdom amplifies the divine Christ consciousness within you and around you. This ray helps to understand divine wisdom through the angels, the prophets, and the masters. These messengers, who in service to the divine, offer the way, the truth, and the light. And they will help you discern the wisdom of messages. You can call on this archangel to express unconditional love and wisdom. Now you feel the energy of the archangel Chamiel. Chamiel, who flows in the pink ray of divine love. This archangel reminds us of truth. Nothing but love exists. With much reverence, Chamiel comes gently near to support you in loving yourself much more fully, adoring the divine within you, allowing, living more fully to align with the truth of your soul. You can call upon Archangel Chamiel to connect to this limitless love of the divine. Now you see or you feel the Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel brings hope with the ray of divine white light. Gabriel magnifies ascension, purity. This messenger reminds you that divine perfection is already present and ready to be activated in you. When you focus with loving intention on your mind and your heart, you can activate this blueprint for your full potential. Gabriel says, call upon us for the gift of awakening who you really are, to find inner harmony regardless of outer world chaos. And now you feel the presence of the Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is surrounding you with the ray of healing and rejuvenation. He works directly with the healing green ray to transmute all that is no longer purposeful and no longer serves you. You feel your body surrounded with the divine gift of grace and compassion of Raphael. As you focus on the truth of your essence, you call upon this archangel for healing in any area of your life. And now you see the Archangel Uriel, the angel of peace and devotion, forgiveness, with his brilliant light, like yellow gold, bringing the golden fire of divine wisdom. Now the gold represents the light of golden fire of wisdom within your heart, mind, and soul. Uriel says, I bathe you, dear one, in tranquility for your body and mind so you can achieve the stillness necessary to receive divine gifts of devotion, idealism, wisdom, and service to the ideal. You can call upon Uriel for insights and new ideas. And now the Archangel Zadkiel is here with his violet ray. The ray of divine love, freedom, and transmutation. The violet flame magnifies the power of compassion and forgiveness and freedom. The silver violet ray transmutes with much power, bringing compassion and mercy. So Zadkiel says, we offer you a step to your highest good. We elevate you, bringing you into harmony with life, understanding that as you elevate your life, you elevate the world. Overflowing with the love of the divine, you see all the archangels, while the colors of the rays mingle and merge into the divine white light of the Creator. Remember that the archangels are a gift to expand the light within. You are elevating your heart with this beautiful visit. Let us thank the archangels for their blessings, for their love, for their light. We thank you, angels, for your guidance and your protection. And when you feel comfortable, you come back to your space and you open your eyes. And so, you've been listening to Angels Are Near Us. I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight, for listening. You can always go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, for more information, prayer requests, angel readings. You can email me or you can call me. Again, I encourage you to thank God today for the many gifts and blessings of the angels and the archangels that are given to us, but especially for God's gift of the angels and archangels. Thank you again, beautiful archangels, for being with us tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time, may God and the angels bless you abundantly. Good night.